الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lindsay with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard with us as we get you set. A massive weekend. First hour, college football playoff semis. Finally here. The weeks of waiting. The weeks of hype. We get into it all. Hour two, NFL week 17. We run through all of the games. It is all happening here with you, Mike Carver, along with the encyclopedia of college football. That is Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? Amazing early part of the day. We nailed the Sun Bowl, baby. What a beautiful landscape. That's got to carry me through tonight because I'm having a miserable night. You know this. I'm on the over in the Orange Bowl. I want to knock out both Joe Milton and Klubnik, both inconsistent quarterbacks. I hate Dabo Sweeney right now. I'm going to get myself out of it, though. My chi is going to turn around. We're going to get it. Okay, you know that. You know I love you, baby. You know I love you. But we got to turn it around somehow. I should have, and you know this, I told you. I should have just altered the over Sun Bowl. You know I was over, what was it, 68 and a half at plus 480. I should have just straight bet that. But no, I'm a glutton, and I love to eat.
You do love to eat, Joe. You love to eat, that's for sure. You love to eat. Let's get into, of course, what we've been waiting weeks for, which is this college football playoff. We have Michigan and TCU in the Fiesta. We have Ohio State and Georgia in the Peach Bowl. It is all happening. Georgia, the defending champions. I've got some numbers for you, Joe. That involved that in the history of the college football playoff. So let's ride here and kick things off. Let's go after the break, Joe. We'll go through each game in the next couple of segments. But for, look, as a big picture here, just to get us started, coming into it, obviously Georgia, the heavy favorite to go and to take this thing down again. We're seeing them here before they get started. At what was it, Joe? Still minus, right? For Georgia right now?
Minus 130.
130. Right. Michigan 3-1. Ohio State plus 360. And TCU at 18-1. We've seen the numbers change a little bit on both of these games. We will get into that. I think I'll start it with this way with Georgia going for the repeat, Joe. That has not been a spot that has been very good to a lot of these teams. No. It just hasn't in the college football playoff. Last year, Alabama going for the repeat, they lost to Georgia. We saw Clemson going for the repeat in 2020. They lost to LSU. Alabama going for the repeat the year before that, lost to Clemson. You see the pattern that I'm starting to get at here, Joe, and that's the spot that Georgia might be in if they get by Ohio State in the first game.
Yeah, great point. And here's the other point, too. We're not talking about a team that is just a flash in the pan. We're talking about a team that in Ohio State that had the third best odds and the third best team potentially in all of college football at the start of the year. They were right there with Alabama and Georgia, right? They were 3-1 to start the year. And then obviously they didn't look as good as we thought early on. And then other teams really came on, teams like Tennessee and some others like Michigan. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, we'll gauge Ohio State how they play against the Wolverines. And they get blown out in the second half, and it's like, oh, this is all of a sudden a garbage team. No, it's not. It comes down to matchups, and I talk about it all the time. You can't just gauge Ohio State on how they did against Michigan. That it's not cookie cutter like that. So when you look at this matchup, in my opinion, from the football perspective, Ohio State poses a problem to that Georgia secondary. And it's because I think the number one, from a scheme perspective, they have the speed and the talent in terms of personnel to challenge that defense over the top. And only time will tell. We'll know in about 24 hours.
We certainly will, Joe, that's for sure, as we get things going here. And the other big picture point for me before we start getting into both of these games, and I hammer this point home with you. I did it last year. I do it all the time, honestly. These games, for the most part, are always awful. Now, look, it is what it is, Joe. Facts are facts. There's been 16 semifinal games in the 8 years of the college football playoff. And really, there's only three of them that you can point at and go, man, that was a good game. You know, and that game had you on the edge of your seat all the way to the end. We know what they are. The Georgia-Oklahoma game and the Rose Bowl was very good. You know, a couple years ago, you know, the Clemson-Ohio State game was okay, the 29-23 game.
Yep. You know, Ohio State-Bama.
Yeah, and the first year. Yeah, that one was good, too. Carver and Lisa, Sports Good Radio, 844-843-6879. We're getting to Michigan TCU next after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Getting ready for the college football playoff semis. Let's start, Joe, with the Fiesta Bowl, which will have number 2 Michigan against number 3 TCU. That is the early game, 4 o'clock Eastern kick on Saturday out in Glendale, State Farm Stadium, of course, which is where the Arizona Cardinals play. It's there every single year, the Fiesta Bowl. Right now, Joe, as we sit, and it's held this pretty well, it opened in the 9.5 range. And it quickly moved to where it is today, which is 7.5. 57.5 is the total. TCU money line plus 260. Michigan money line minus 320. Of course, Michigan 13-0, champions of the Big Ten. Beat Ohio State for the second year in a row. Michigan was here a year ago. Lost to Georgia in the semifinal. TCU, the Cinderella story, Joe, of this year's college football playoff. Last year it was Cincinnati. This year it's TCU. So 2 years in a row you've kind of had a definite surprise entry from the beginning of the year. And I think it is good to see. But I don't know if it's going to be good on Saturday, Joe. I'm not sure.
I see now. I'm a little shocked because I've done a lot of hits throughout the week, and yeah. I've sort of gauged the same sentiment by a lot of people in the industry and outsiders. Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan is clearly the better team. Ohio State isn't, and it's just going to be Georgia and Michigan in a rematch. And I understand why, but we're talking about a TCU team that at the start of the year was basically priced right behind Baylor, Oklahoma State, Texas, and Oklahoma. They had the fifth best price at 12-1 to win the Big 12. So the foundation was there. It's just they underachieved under Gary Patterson.
They were picked 6th, 7th in the conference preseason by most people.
Yeah, because of the defense and how bad they were. But they had two good quarterbacks. They really did. I mean, the Big 12, I think this game is being gauged. You want to know? Is being gauged strictly off of Big Ten is physical, Big 12 isn't. And if we've looked at how this bowl season has sort of played out, you know, Oklahoma gets abused, Oklahoma State gets abused, and you know, TCU is going to get kicked in the teeth because K-State ran right down their throat. Maybe. But on the flip side, has Michigan up until this point, have they faced a mobile RPO type of offense in the Big Ten? The answer is no. I mean, go to the Penn State game. Clifford abused them for 62 yards on the ground. Granted, they blew it open in the second half. But from an offensive perspective, he did have success on that defense. That's all I'll say.
Well, the other thing, too, and look, TCU's had a hell of a year. Duggan's had a hell of a year, Joe. And they deserve to be here. I'm not saying that they don't by any stretch. I'm a little worried for them in this aspect. They had a tendency this year to kind of play from behind. They had so many second-half comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't going to work with this team. You know?
Michigan
is also a second-half team. Michigan's a team that's poured it on in the second half in a lot of these games. I think that the formula for TCU to win this game has to be different than a lot of the games they won this year, Joe. It just does. It has to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Has Michigan played from behind outside a three or a one score game? No.
Me and you have done this a few times. Right. The Ohio State game was close going into the second half, and then they boat raced them in the fourth quarter. They outscored them 21-3 in the fourth quarter and ran away with it 43-22. And then other than that, they played a very, very tight game with Illinois the week before that, which was tooth and nail for them to get through. But after that, I mean, they didn't have a sweat all year, Joe. They had a very close game with Maryland, which looked maybe a little closer because Maryland got a garbage time touchdown in the last minute. But to say Michigan was pushed and had to make second-half comebacks all year is not the case, but they poured it on teams in the second half.
Oh, yeah. Illini, though, that game was – they almost lost that day. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about Michigan.
They probably should have lost,
right?
To be quite honest with you.
No, you're right. You're right. It's going to come down to this, Carver. If TCU could obviously shut down the run of Donovan Edwards the way they did against Texas, they're going to be in the game. We know that, right? If all of a sudden we put it on and it's like last year, Georgia-Michigan, where Georgia's not getting, you know, anything but 5 yards a clip in terms of the running game, and obviously McCarthy's not being touched, game over, right? It's going to come down to the front seven of TCU. Can they get pressure and can they force J.J. McCarthy into long third downs and obviously shut down the rushing attack? You know, Michigan is 14-0 over the last 2 years every time they rush for over 200. And they've won by 28.2 points per game this year in the games that they have rushed for over 200 for the most part. They dominate. Right. The games that they struggle is when the running game is inconsistent.
And look, I think that There's a path for them to dominate in this game as well, Joe. I just think there is. Now, but here's how I think the game can go. I think that Michigan can have this game kind of handily in the second half, and I could see Max Duggan backdooring it. I could absolutely see TCU getting a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter to make this thing look a lot better than it probably is.
Right.
I think that's very much on the table in this game. And that's why that little half there after the seven is very worrisome, Joe, to a lot of people. Very worrisome.
Well, I said it could be a 14-point game. Could be a 14-point game, and all of a sudden, they score a touchdown at the end. I mean, here's the thing. The reason why they're 18-1 is maybe they could get the upset, but they ain't getting two in a row, right? I think we agree right in that, in terms of that's why they're priced so high at 18.
Yeah,
to one.
Look, they're not winning both of these games. At least I don't believe that they are. I don't think they're winning this game either, Joe. I think that our discussion for this game comes down: are they covering the number?
They are. I think they are.
You
I'm
think they are?
A shot. I do. I think they have a very good chance because of Duggan. I think he is battle tested. That is the one thing I think when you look at all these games, in terms of like these blowouts that you've been talking about, Connor Cook going up against Alabama back in the day, and obviously Des Ridder with an underman team in terms of the offense and defensive lines, even your Notre Dame, right, Ian Book. When they played Notre Dame, Alabama, they were 20.
Well, look, that game was never in doubt, but Notre Dame got a cover in it. Yeah. You know, but that game was never in doubt, and that spread was, what was the spread, Joe?
20.5. 20.
It got up to
20 and a half.
Yeah.
And then they bought it down.
I mean, you know, it's not like Alabama had to sweat that game out for any stretch of the imagination. So, look. I think it's worth playing Michigan on some alt spreads, just because of the history of these semifinals, and I just think that they're the better team. Usually these games are not close. Usually they're blowouts, but I do like some TCU props, Joe. I think there's money to be made with TCU in this game.
I have a guy I like.
I think the Max Duggan touchdown at +185 is very good.
That's what I took. I think the daughter was +105. I have him at 105.
I got 185 here.
I actually bet him, so I'll tell you what I got it at. I might have gotten a bad number. I did it. Yeah, I got it at 135.
Yeah, +185 for Duggan now to score an 85 touchdown. So I like that a lot. And I like some of Duggan's passing stuff as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. I did see a special on here that I liked.
Okay.
That they have for the game specials for this TCU Michigan game.
What do you like?
I think that this plays in either scenario, whether TCU's in the game or whether they're getting some garbage time stuff at the end because they're getting whacked. Duggan to have 300 yards passing and 3 passing touchdowns.
Ooh, really?
+900.
Well, I mean,
now you can go 250 and 2 passing touchdowns at +240.
See, I like the rushing side for Duggan.
Yeah, they don't really have anything on the specials for the rushing side.
Notice that. So. They have him. You're right. +185.
They don't have a rushing number for him either. By the way, which that was the first thing I actually kind of ran to, and they did not have a rushing number for him. What do we feel about this total?
I think under. I mean both teams are going to want to run the football, right? I mean that's the way I think. I think TCU. You know, I think TCU wants to run too with Duggan. And that's why I think this game. Here's the thing: if you're TCU, you're like, all right, we'll try to get them into a Texas type of game, right? You know, to start.
Yeah.
If that doesn't work, then we'll run up tempo, and then you know, It is odd because they have the better – I believe they have the better quarterback in this matchup. I do. I think Max Duggan is more battle-tested. That's not to say McCarthy doesn't have better upside. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying right here, right now, Duggan has played hurt. He's led his team in overtime games. He's gotten the victory. He's played in a championship game that went right down to the wire. He's played in two overtime games already, right? He went right down to the road in Baylor and almost lost that game and led the comeback. So the guy is not going to fear playing in this type of scenario or matchup. That's why I think you got to go to his strengths. He could throw it, but if Michigan can't defend the RPO, they're going to be in this ballgame. You think it's going to be through the air. You think they're going to want to force a high-scoring game. I could see that as well. It's just, what do you think you get out of Michigan?
Michigan, 8 of Michigan's 13 games this year went over 57.5. 8
because
of 13.
Because they ran at will, right? That's
right.
Why.
And TCU, 11 of 13 games went over 57.5.
Yet we've seen movement to the under. Now it's 57.5. Off that 58
now. I like the over more in this game than I do the other game, Joe. I like the over more in this game, and I that's because there's a part of me that feels Michigan's going to cover possibly 40 of it by themselves.
All right,
that's just kind of where I'm at with it, you know.
It's tough, Carver. This is a tough one because it wouldn't shock me either way. I feel much more strongly about the other game, and you can't talk me off that. This one, it would be like, yeah, I could see it either way. You know, I wouldn't shock. If you tell me Michigan rushes for 300, I'd be like, okay, you know, okay.
I mean, that's Edwards their is MO. Only what's Edwards 170? They have it at 150. What
no,
do they
125.
Have?
125. 123.5. Yeah.
Your boy, Donovan Edwards.
He's not my boy.
Load up. You can go for a $175, Joe. $175. He's like -800 for a touchdown too, which is sick.
All the bowl guys, you know, if they have a whiff of the goal line, they're -600 in the bowl season.
Well, you just said I can't talk you off the other game. Ohio State and Georgia is the nightcap. 8 o'clock East, and it'll be a little later than that. We can guarantee you that right now. You want to put a number on that. that is in Atlanta at the Mercedes, the Peach Bowl. Georgia -6.5. 62.5 is the total. On Friday, Joe, I did see and Georgia go down to 6.
Yeah,
and then
sharks.
A couple hours later, bounced back to 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
What's this? I know. You said you can't get you off, so you feel most comfortable about this game. What do you like?
Outright, Ohio State.
Outright. Boom. +198.
Outright.
Yep. Joey, go for the upset. Go.
And you know I'm a Georgia
fan. For the upset.
So people should know. I look at all these games objectively. I have no. I don't think twice about betting against my favorite team if it means making money. That's the way it comes. I bet it the way I believe it'll play out. And I just believe that Georgia hasn't faced an offense like this that has multiple weapons at every level that could stress their defense. We're not talking about the same Georgia defense last year where they were absolutely dominant. We're talking and let's look at that for a second. That defense was absolutely dominant last year. And what happened in the SEC championship game when they faced speed for the first time? Jamison Williams ripped them, right? Because they couldn't contain the speed. And, yes, Stetson Bennett is a year now into the system from that point. He's battle-tested. He's won a national championship. But you have secondary players that haven't really faced multiple levels of speed on the perimeter. And don't tell me Tennessee. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I mean,
different. It's different. Tennessee was a one-trick pony. Jalen Hyatt to Hendon Hooker to Hyatt was the only combo they had to worry about. If Georgia took away Hyatt, Cedric Tillman only had 2 touchdown receiving on the year. It went from 15 to 2. Harrison Ajukpa.
Harrison's numbers too
Ajukpa.
Low.
I kill
Smith,
names.
Is Smith and Jigba playing or no?
No. Smith and Jigba.
He's been done for the year. He said he's getting ready for the draft, right? He hasn't played barely all year.
No. But the bottom line is this, is that from a scheme perspective, you have a veteran quarterback in C.J. Stroud. It's a different offense. Stroud is just going to be in the pocket. He's not RPOing like Hendon Hooker. It's a little bit different offense than what Tennessee ran. And they also utilize the short to intermediate passing game with Mayan Williams and the running backs coming out of the backfield. And again, this is a scheme where if they get into rhythm early, it's going to be very difficult to really play score for score, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, this isn't, you know, I'm just not, I think Georgia had more weapons last year. Zamir White, James Cook, Pickens on the outside, Brock Bowers. Now they're raw.
Well,
they're raw. They don't have multiple weapons.
No. Look, you know what I was waiting for all year with Georgia, and I honestly don't think I even got it last year because they handled Alabama in that championship game. There wasn't a moment in that game where you were like, all right, this is a pressure moment for the Georgia offense. You know, they need to go get a score. You know, they had that game, Joe. And I still just want to see Stetson Bennett down 10, 9.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And I want to see him get it done. And I don't give me Missouri. I'm talking about against a big-time team. That's what, you know, all these guys could do that against the bottom feeders of their conference schedule. I want to see it in this spot, Joe. I would just really like to see a team like Ohio State have a 10-point lead with 9.5 minutes to go, and I want to see the Georgia offense go and win them a game and not their defense. That's what I'd like to see.
Okay. And that might happen in this ball game. I mean, it's good. Here's the thing. If Stroud starts fast and he's in a rhythm and he's completing 70% of his passes and they're not getting pressure, it's going to be a game. You know, now everybody I talk to believes Georgia's dominant, and they are. I know they beat up on Oregon. I was on Georgia that day. I was on Georgia versus Tennessee. You know, but at the end of the day, styles make fights. We always talk about it. You can't take, because Ohio State lost to Michigan means they're going to lose to Georgia because Georgia beat Oregon. And that's not the way it works.
I think Ohio State's very live in this game. I think
I like them plus. Here's the thing. How many people have the stones? If you like them plus the 6, do you like them plus the 198? Or the 210 or the 215 or the 220 that you could have gotten during the week, or you just feel because they backdoored into the playoffs, they don't have a shot?
Well, I think there's
Amika
a lot of people.
Amika Abuka.
Yeah.
I
think there's a lot of people, Joe, who do just feel like they backed in and they shouldn't be here. And they were the number two team in the country for 95% of the year.
They're the number two team
in the country for 95% of the year. They were number two. All year.
But it's amazing how people just view this team like they suck now.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Here's the other thing. So. Jim Knowles is a very good defensive coordinator. And now Jim Knowles has 4 weeks of preparation to contain Stetson Bennett and that offense. To me, that's the difference as well for Ohio State.
We got a little bit more on this one. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-846-8879. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Here with you talking about the college football playoff Saturday finally here. I mean, it's the longest, like 28 days when you're waiting from when they announced what the matchups are to them finally playing this game. And I think, Joe, that also plays a big factor into why there's so many blowouts in the semis. Because the better teams have so much more time to prepare. And it makes such a huge difference, I feel like, when you get into this spot. It's not like when you play a team and then you got, you know, 1 week later you're playing somebody else. You got so much time. And that's why I feel like the better coaching staffs. And these are the two things with me, Joe, with Georgia. Now, I'm with you. I want to play Ohio State. I want to do it. But there's two things that I keep going back to.
Go ahead.
Number one, Ohio State got absolutely manhandled by Michigan in the second half of that game. And I mean manhandled.
Right.
On the line, offense and defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like that defensive line of Georgia, they have an opportunity to do even better than that. Like I think they're better than Michigan's offense defensive line, and they can
absolutely
pulverize C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, that's a great point. But let me ask you this counterpoint.
Go ahead.
What if Ohio State says, you know what, we're not going to be able to stop you, but you're not going to be able to stop our offense either, and it's just game
well,
on.
Well, now you play 62.5 over. That's
right. Well, that's the way I see this game going. I'm on Stroud.
Yeah,
I took him over 277.5. I took Amika Buka over 70.5, and I took Harrison Jr. over 88.5 because I believe that's the only way they can win.
I think that the way that you believe it can happen is an over. I think the way that I believe and keep going back to is an under. If what I'm thinking comes to fruition, I don't think this game comes near 62.5. If Georgia's defensive line is wrecking the game, I don't think it's going to get anywhere close to that. And here's the second thing for me, Joe, and I don't think it gets talked about enough. I think Ryan Day is awful coach in a big spot.
Great point. No, you're right about that.
Awful.
He has
and
not
and
made
and Kirby's a lot better. Kirby's a lot better.
Yeah, and you know who learned? Let's go back to Kirby Smart, right? Second year when they get to the college football playoff, he squares off against Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley has a 17-point halftime lead in the Rose Bowl, doesn't adjust, and Kirby catches him. Lincoln still hasn't learned how to coach and make halftime adjustments in big spots, because you could look to a couple games against Iowa State where obviously Matt Campbell owned his ass, right? So at the end of the day, Ryan Day now got kicked in the teeth not once but twice by Harbaugh. So he needs to adjust. I just feel he might not have to adjust in this game. I agree with you 100%. He has not shown in a big spot to make adjustments when things do not go his way. However, in this particular game, I'm expecting that nothing goes wrong from an offensive perspective for their offense because of the weeks of preparation. So it's going to be like, okay, Ohio State's going to be able to score whenever they want, in my opinion, and Georgia's not going to be able to stop them because they just have talent. And it's not the same Georgia defense that we saw. Now, if I'm wrong, you know, I'll come up to the podium and I'll say I was dead wrong. But that's the way I'm breaking the game down.
I just feel like we've got so many examples now in the last two or three seasons to where Ohio State is, let's call it like it is, they're a bully team. When things are going good for them and their offense is clicking and they start running you up, they look like the best team in college football. But when you get a team that punches them in the face first, or continues to punch them in the face, I don't think they have any answers, and they don't. And you're right; he doesn't make any adjustments, and they just look bad. I mean, take Alabama obviously in the title game a couple years ago. You know, you look at a couple of the games that he lost. Even I thought the game at home to Oregon last year that they lost. You know, it was like Oregon threw him a couple Oregon threw him a couple rights, and Ryan Day standing there on the sideline going. aren't we supposed to be better than this team? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, that's
right.
And the same thing the last 2 years with Michigan. It's just kind of looked that way. So that worries me, Joe, betting on this guy.
Let me give you a couple of stats to digest, and then we'll see. We'll talk some more. Couple of things. Georgia, since 2016, every time they pound the rock for over 200, 44-0, 43-0. Think about that. So that's got to be, right? That's on the radar. Rush for 200, we win, right? Why? Because they'll control the line of scrimmage and keep C.J. Stroud on the sidelines, right? Let's play bully ball with them. Now, on the flip side, one more stat about Stetson Bennett. He's only been sacked 7 times this year. 7 times in 13 games. Think about that, how good the offensive line has protected him. And that's why they dominated Oregon, because the front 7 couldn't get pressure. On the flip side for Ohio State, not the same passing attack like last year. 380 yards last year per game. This year, only 289. They have a little more balance in the rushing attack. Now, Travion Henderson is out, and it'll be Mayan Williams that gets the start. But at the end of the day, it's not the same high-octane offense that we saw last year with Stroud. And in 2 games last year, he had 54 attempts. This year, he has no attempts over 50. I believe he's got to get up to that number to win this ballgame.
Mm. All right, Joe, what are you playing in the game? Let's go. Let's do it.
Ohio State plus the 6, plus the 198, and I love the over. And I'm on every prop for Ohio State.
I'm on every prop.
No, not every prop for Ohio State. All right, so I'll tell you. Stroud over 277.5. Stroud over the
277. Come on, Amika Abraka.
Wait a second. Carver, if I'm going down, I'm going down. Yeah. Stroud over the 277.5. Harrison over the 88.5. And Amika Abraka over the 70.5. That's the props that I played in terms of the Ohio State side. And then obviously Ohio State money line in over 62.5. That's it. I'm in. I'm all in.
I think Georgia wins the game, Joe. I want to be there with you. I do. I just, for the 2 things I just said, I can't get there. I can't.
Corbett, it's not going to shock me. It's not going to shock me.
I know. And I know everybody's on Georgia and Michigan. I get it. I know everybody's on it. But guess what? As me and you say all the time when it comes down to this, welcome to the world of legalized sports gambling. Everybody's on everything, okay? Whether it just, you know, sure. I know they got the dopey percentages up there. What do they got for this one? Let's see what they're trying to sell you with this one, Joe. 77% of the spread on Georgia. 75% of the money on – it's just, you know, same thing with Michigan. 70%, 60%. Yeah,
I got to take a walk down to, like, the local deli. Yeah. And just see here. Yeah, what do you think about the college football playoffs? Oh, I love Georgia.
Here's what I'm going to – I'm definitely playing, I think, the under in the Georgia-Ohio State game at 62.5. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely playing the over 57.5 in the TCU-Michigan game.
And I'm against
those
you.
Are the on both sides, sure. So I think I'm definitely doing those, and I'm going to – for a gas, just because I won't feel right about myself if I don't do it, I'm going to do an alt spread parlay.
Alt spread parlay?
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put Michigan minus 16.5 at plus 210.
Michigan? And Georgia,
listen to me. This is my every college football semi is a blowout, like backdoor. I'm keeping this in my pocket. Michigan minus 16.5 plus 210. Georgia minus 16.5 plus 270. Which is plus 1047 when you put it together. I'll throw a $20 bill on that to win 209 if it happens. That's just if the games turn out like most of these semifinals do, I'm going to go with that in case there's absolute routes.
You know what? I'm going to put one in the kilt. You're going to hate me for it. I might as well throw it out.
What's that?
Because now you got me looking. I'm like, you know what? I might as well put one in too. Here's the one that I developed. I'm going to go Ohio State minus the 1.5.
Yeah.
TCU plus the 17.5.
Okay.
And I'm going to go over in Georgia, Ohio State, 53.5 at minus the 295. So that pays 386.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. What do you want to do? What do you want me to do?
I'm also going to play. They have these kind of future, you know, those exact results for the championship game up. They'll have these up until the semifinals start. Michigan to beat Georgia at 5-1. I'm going to put into before this thing kicks off.
So go ahead.
So that way, if that is the final, Joe, I have a like basically a 5-1 ticket on Michigan because I think Michigan's going to beat Georgia if that's the matchup. I'm on Michigan to win the whole thing.
Okay.
So, if that was the matchup, would you be on Michigan or Georgia?
Probably Georgia.
If it's Ohio State Michigan rematch, who are you on?
I would make Ohio State a 1-point favorite in that.
Wow.
And
I don't think they would do that, Joe.
I would. I know. I think Ohio State would win.
Well, what were they that day at Columbus when they lost? Was it
8.5?
8.5, right? Man, well, what they must have a look-ahead line. Hold on. They have the look-ahead line here. Let me just look. What do they got for that, Joe? They have Ohio State -3.5 right now on a look-ahead line.
All right. I would make them 1.5. One and a half.
Yeah, 3.5 they got there. People would be running to Michigan, Joe. Running to Michigan. If they put that out there after
it's the exact think about this. It's the exact situation with Georgia and Alabama. Georgia was a 6.5-point favorite and lost.
Yeah.
And then they made them 3.5-point favorites, right?
Yeah.
That was the line last year.
And everybody ran to Alabama. They flocked to them.
Right.
They got
including Mattress Mac, right? Dead wrong.
Oh, your boy. Really quick, because we're almost out of time this hour. Right. The Sugar Bowl is before these two games.
Right.
We're seeing it, Joe. We said for weeks it's going to start to climb once we got closer to kickoff and you knew everybody was in for Alabama. It's at 7 now, whereas it was hanging around 6 for weeks. I could even see it get higher than that before they put the ball in the air.
Carver,
you know
that.
I can't. You're on Kansas State, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I told you with Scotty the other night. I mean, Alabama should win this game by 20+. We know that Kansas State's been punching above their weight class. We know that. Why was the spread only 3.5? When do you get Nick Saban against a team outside the SEC laying a touchdown?
I hear you, Joe. I'm with you. It sounds too easy, right? Sounds too easy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Carver and Lisi with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. All right, Joe. I think it's Georgia and Michigan. I know it's super chalky. I know it's go for the chalk. I get it. And there's a part of me, Joe, I kind of want to see the Ohio State-Michigan rematch as a national championship game. I do kind of want to see it. The greatest rivalry in college football and the biggest stage. Like, we just had Duke, North Carolina in the Final Four. Why not have this? I hope we get it. I'm probably going to maybe hedge myself, throw like maybe one little money line ticket in on Ohio State, Joe, just to back myself up with some other things. But I think it's going to be Georgia, Michigan, Joe, at the end of the day.
Do you?
Yeah.
Carver.
With Michigan winning it all. But we'll talk about that a lot next week on Carver and Lisi.
All right.
You're on Ohio State, Michigan to win outright, but you're on TCU with the points.
Yep, I'm on both dogs with the points.
Are you still going with Penn State in the Rose Bowl on Monday?
Yeah, I love Penn State.
Okay,
love Penn State.
I'm on Utah.
And you're on Utah.
I'm on Utah, 1,000%. I think your boy, the chin, gets him back in.
How about Alt on Penn State?
The chin wants to get back for what happened last year, losing that game to Ohio State. He's focused. He's going to have his team focused. They're going to beat Penn State.
Yeah,
Franklin never wins a big game.
They're
going to
kick them in the teeth. Kick them in the chops.
I think they are. In fact, I might. You want to talk about alts? I might alt that. That could be ugly in Pasadena on Monday. All right, Joe, we'll come back. NFL Week 17. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Back after this.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.